Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now back to the Midday Grind with Martin and Marlo on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com.
Back on 590 The Fan, Martin and Charlie till 1 o'clock. Let's talk some baseball. If you heard that once, you heard it probably about 400 or 500 times this year, walking up to the plate. Paul DeJong, the Cardinals rookie, is with us. Paul, how are you?
Doing great, guys. How are you?
Good. Where did the Judas Priest come from? You're a young guy. I'm thinking that song's got to be 35, 40 years old. How did you end up with that song?
I have to credit my mom for that one. So many hours in the car with the classic rock stations on and I just learned to love it.
Mom rocking out to Judas Priest. I love that. Did you tell her when you got, now I don't know, at Memphis, did you have it down there?
No, I had a little bit of Marilyn Manson, and then I changed it up to Judas Priest.
Wow, what an homage to Mom, but getting to the big leagues. All right, so you've had a little bit of time now to kind of digest it all. I think when we talked to you that Sunday after the season ended, you called it a whirlwind. As you look back now, what are you most proud of about this run here in 2017?
Just the way that I was able to, you know, pretty much be steady all year, taking care of my body, playing hard, playing most games I've ever played this season. All those career milestones, you know, to open up my career, I kind of asked for a better start, really, you know, just with what I did in St. Louis, and it really gives me confidence moving forward.
And, Paul, you've always had power. In 2016, you hit 22 home runs in the minors. How do you go from 22 to then hitting 38 between the bigs and AAA this year? Did something change?
Yeah, I don't – 22 seemed like a lot the other last year, you know. So, you know, just kept piling them up. And, you know, I thought what the difference was I finished stronger this year. Obviously, I played more games, so I hit more, but – just being stronger throughout the whole season to be able to hit him in August and September, and then, you know, combine that with just in-game, just learning how to hit at a high level, just constantly developing. I think all those things pile up to get to 38.
All right, when you got the call up, you got to Colorado, homer in the first at bat. But what did you think? What was realistic? You're like, hey, man, I hope I get to play a couple of weeks before they send me back. What were you thinking at that time?
Well, I knew I was coming up there to start, so, you know, I saw it as an opportunity to, you know, show them what I got and earn a spot to stay. And, you know, I thought I could have had a better start, but, you know, looking back at it, it wasn't so bad. And, you know, I thought I really got better over the course of the year, and that's what I'm really looking at is the development.
Yeah, at what point did you say, okay, I am here now. I'm a big leaguer. I'm not going back down. Is there a point when you're comfortable even thinking that way?
Not really, but, you know, I knew in the month of July, that was like my second full month, and I made my adjustments and ended up getting rookie of the month. I think that's when I kind of solidified myself, able to put a full month together in the show and you know, build on that. And if ever I got lost, I would go back to those, you know, to those experiences and draw from that.
And so what's it like? You're at the big leagues. You're hitting home runs. You're making all the highlights. Are there guys texting you that you haven't talked to since high school? What was the rush of, call it, mini celebrity here in St. Louis like? Might have lost Paul there for a second. It looked like his phone was cutting out a little bit. Or Martin had such a thought-provoking question, probing question, that probably is worth pondering. Probably worth chewing on.
And you said earlier he's at Lake Tomahawk, correct? So probably a remote area.
Yeah, it is possible that he's in a remote area because I know the cabin, Lake Tomahawk, northern Wisconsin, that I think Derek Gould wrote a big piece about it, how he'd spend time there with his cousins. It's also known as the snowshoe baseball capital of the world. We'll get back to that. Maybe a word about Kenilwood while we wait for Paul to rejoin us.
Kenilwood Pet Resorts.
Kenilwood.
Took Otis there this past weekend, Martin, as we were out of town in Hilton Head. I have his report card here. They always give you the nice report card, and Kenilwood says, Otis explored, wagged, and sniffed, socialized, and played, Martin.
Kind of what Chuck did in South Carolina.
Well done. Barked with my friends and dreamt of you, dreamt of his owners. Kenilwood Pet Resorts, they take care of your dog for boarding, for grooming, get his nails trimmed, and also any flea issues. Kenilwood Pet Resorts handles all of that.
All right, that from Chuck Marlowe. I also want to remind you that Offenburg Hyundai is the original Hyundai dealer in this area. We'll have part two with Paul DeYoung coming up shortly here. But Offenburg Hyundai is O'Fallon, Illinois, Highway 64, about 10 minutes from downtown St. Louis. So it's a short ride to a great deal. Whatever type of car you're in the market for, looking for an SUV that's not the size of a tank, you can get yourself a Santa Fe, a Tucson, or reasonably priced cars, great-looking vehicles with a great warranty. It's Hyundai and Offenburg. Been in the car business for years. Combine the two, you've got a great dealership with great vehicles, great service. OffenbergHyundai.com. I believe Paul is back with us. Paul, are you up in the Northwoods right now as we speak?
I'm outside in the woods enjoying the 45 degrees and sunshine.
Are you in the Lake Tomahawk area?
Yeah.
Okay, so I used to work in Rhinelander, and I spent I don't want to brag about it. I worked in Rhinelander a couple of years, and one summer stayed in a friend's family cabin in beautiful Lake Tomahawk, which I was telling Charlie is the snowshoe baseball. They do it in the wintertime. Snowshoe baseball. Now, Paul wouldn't be able to give us a firsthand account. Is there still a little meat shop downtown where you can get some great jerky?
Yeah, the meat market, we call it. Yeah, that's a regular stop for my family and I.
See? All right. It lives on Lake Tomahawk. 45 degrees. That's the Northwoods for you. So what are you going to do, and how long will you stay up there?
I'll be in and out. I got some other places to go in the fall. I go and stay a couple ways, but I'm up here just enjoying the serenity and the fall activities. A little fishing, deer hunting season starting soon, so all good things.
So, Paul, once the season ends, do you try to just totally get away from baseball? Are you just going up there in the woods, like growing a beard, not watching the playoffs, or what?
We still got internet up here. I'm watching the playoffs, but I'm definitely enjoying my time away, just physically, just recovering and, mentally trying to, process everything that happens and, come up with a plan for next year. So it's all part of the process.
And Paul knows this, Charlie, but up the road, Minocqua, that's kind of a little more livelier, a little more fun. You go to the Thirsty Whale. All my references are 20 years old. They're probably all closed up right now.
They still work. Those references are still
Is there a small casino up there? A lot of little casinos kind of patchwork
maybe
around.
Maybe over towards the Three Lakes area, Eagle River now.
I don't necessarily go up that far.
Paul DeYoung joining us from the Northwoods of Wisconsin after a great rookie season for the Cardinals. So how do you approach the offseason? What do you improve on? And since you're a young guy, they don't guarantee anything. How do you look ahead to 2018?
Yeah, I'm looking to win a job in spring training. I'm not going to be satisfied with what I did last year. Everything starts new, and you can even take down points game by game. So I'm really just going to try to stick to the every day starts over mentality and, try to be the best player I can be. And as far as what I need to improve on, a lot of things like defense can constantly be improved. Base running is something I definitely need to focus on. And then, of course, plate discipline to allow me to, get on base more.
What was the disappointment as a teammate, as a member of the team, to kind of know that for months there, it was still there for the taking, the Cubs weren't running away with anything, and even in a couple of weeks to go, you're still three back and yet not being able to get there. What was that disappointment like, and maybe even some frustration towards the end not getting in?
Sure, to think that we really didn't play our best baseball and we couldn't quite put it together and we were still in it kind of gives us some confidence that next year if we come back with some more experience and some better baseball that we can get in the playoffs and do some damage.
And Paul, there's been a big discussion this year just about so many home runs in the major leagues, and are the balls juiced or is it because guys are focusing more on launch angle? How do you feel about kind of that argument? And I'm wondering, When you're hitting home runs in the minor leagues, could you tell a difference in the baseballs when you move up to the big leagues as far as if the ball's carrying farther or if it's coming off the bat faster?
I'm not sure. We'd have to do an experiment. But really, guys say the balls are juice, and that's the feeling in the minors that they know the balls up in the show are juice. So maybe when you come up here, you got some more confidence, you got better balls, you're in the big leagues. I mean, maybe it's all psychological. It's hard to tell, but, you know, I think we're definitely good hitters right now that are just, you know, high velocity, pitches coming in, good compact swings. It produces the power just naturally. So I think it's maybe a mixture of both.
I'm thinking back, you know, shortstop that had some power. You had a Cal Ripken. Who was your guy growing up? Who I know you grew up outside the Chicago area. You're probably too young for Ryne Sandberg as a second baseman. Who were your baseball heroes as a kid?
Chipper Jones was my favorite player growing up. That's why I wore number 10 throughout my youth career. And he seemed to be a guy that I kind of gravitated towards. And then the Derek Jeter as a shortstop, just the icon, you know, of that guy's leadership and his ability and the way he carries himself on the field, all those things.
Well, Paul, thanks for your time. Get yourself a 10-point buck later this fall and enjoy Minocqua. You got the whole three legs. Igor, Charlie, I'm telling you, this is God's country up there. Mm-hmm. It may snow tomorrow, but it is beautiful up there.
You never know, but I love it up here. Just looking forward to a great 2018 with St. Louis.
Hey, Paul, thanks for your time.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
Right. Paul DeJong, the outstanding rookie for the Cardinals, and we can say it as TV guys that are down there a fair amount. Very accommodating, easy to deal with, and probably got interviewed every single day at his locker before every game because as a new guy, the veterans will kind of scoot out of the way and allow him to have that, quote, opportunity to mm-hmm. be the team spokesman even though he just arrived. That tends to happen. And to his credit, he stood there every single day. Oh, it's a big game tonight, just like last night's was a big game. Seemed to be very gracious and enjoying his success.
Great in the room. And don't you think also that's kind of how it should be for rookies coming up? Every year, if there's four or five new players, young guys, I understand how the veterans say, hey, rooks, we've done this for years. Why don't you kind of take over the bulk of the interviews for a while? And then it's cyclical. And a couple years from now, when Paul DeJong is a veteran and an all-star, some younger guys will be talking more than him. But he is a great soundbite.
And if your name's Matt, then you get to go play Golden Tee. That's kind of the cardinal rule.
That's true.
They just pass that down. Over time. The Midday Grind here on 590 The Fan. Sounded like he was in the woods as we were speaking. We're like, can you get a landline? Well, there isn't one within 20 miles.
It was funny, too, because I'm not sure if he was still there. We were trying to kind of buy time, but it sounds like he actually was there while we were still doing our Kenilwood Pet Resorts and our live reads, and he was just listening in. So
you think he was scribbling it down? Like,
so
when I get
Paul,
back?
Yeah, if he has a dog, he comes down next year, and he knows where to board his puppy.
All right, yesterday was Mental Health Day, or today, National Mental Health Day, and there were a lot of references online about it, and it got our crack staff thinking about a time when Glenn Close, the famous actress, was in St. Louis to draw awareness to mental health. And there was an event in town that she was a part of, too. And it was a great moment in Cardinal broadcast history because it's just kind of hard to work that serious topic in during the middle of a baseball game. But God bless the Cards. They tried.
John's girlfriend is here. The great Glenn Close. Tell me why you're here.
I'm here because 6 months ago, I co-founded a group called Bring Change to Mind to help end the stigma against mental illness.
3-2 for Francoeur, and he grounds it to the left side. Lopez deep into the hole, gloves thrown. He got him. What a nice play. Wow, he's playing some kind of shortstop, and we get that Francoeur out. As he starts the day hitting .457, second in the National League. Go ahead, Glenn.
There's mental illness in my family. My sister Jess is bipolar, and her son is schizoaffective.
Yeah, well, because it's a disease just like
well,
any other.
You know, conservatively, one in six of us deals with it. So it's really one of the conditions of being a human being.
0-1 count now on Fernando Tatis, the former Cardinal. As he fouled it out of play, he now takes it outside and low. And there are so many facets of mental illness also.
Yes.
I mean, look at John and Mike and I think.
That's right. The baseball.
Here's a swing and a miss. We can tell you a lot of stories about Jimmy Pearsall. There's a great story that came out a long, long time ago. I remember I asked him one day, this is a true story, he's in Baltimore, we were playing that in spring training. I said, hey, we were talking, and he said something that was kind of off base. I said, Jimmy, you're crazy. And he said, man, I got a certificate to prove it, too.
And it kind of went on for a little while from there.
I love it.
Went on from there. There's a lot more, too. It
just kind of borderline appropriate. Just kind of, again, teetering on that line.
I would say.
Going over it?
Yeah. I mean, how do you, in the baseball booth, and like Dan could explain this, Danny Mac could explain it, with the TV side of it, you can skip a pitch or two because it's on TV and people are watching. So you don't have to call every single thing that plays out. Now, a home run, double play, there's big moments you got to interrupt. But the baseball action can carry on while you're having a conversation with the Illinois football coach or somebody. But when it's radio, you still got to do the play-by-play. So I would say, how else could you handle that? Now, we laugh because it's Mike, and everything Mike does makes us laugh. But how else would you handle that? Hey, Glenn Close is here. She's talking about mental health. And ooh, there's a foul ball. Look out. Back into the... There really isn't a good way to do that, to be honest.
No, that's a great point. It's a serious topic, and it's very, very difficult to weave in a serious topic while also calling play-by-play of Fernando Tatis at bats.
But it's classic.
Correct.
And that's
why we love Shannon.
I'm glad you guys found that audio. And Gardner probably spent like 8 hours yesterday. And like, if Randy, the owner, is looking at, what's his time sheet? This guy looking for Glenn Close audio overtime. Martin approved it.
They could have made a 30 for 30 on the search for that clip.
Let's do this because we always tend to run out of time. We got a lot to get to. Let's do the grinder right now.
If you're too careful, your whole life can become a Falcon grind.
Grinding every day.
Grinding it out.
It's grind time.
This is the grinder.
The grinder.
The grinder.
24 karat gold grinder.
Gonna try grinder for the first time.
Oh boy, Schaefer's having a day behind the board. If only folks in their cars and at home and on stilts and on roofs could see.
I'm just trying to have a little fun with you.
That's all right.
You know what's weird is Schaefer likes to get up and jump around when we do music and opens the shows. When people start sitting, especially next spring and summer, when people start sitting out here at the patio.
Oh, it'll be.
It's going to be a little weird because you're kind of a jumping little Jimmy.
I have thought about that. I feel like a caged animal. You know, they've got the glass up here. The little kids can kind of watch the show.
Yeah, you kind of have that. Is it Mango who like climbed up people's arm? You kind of have that weird dance going. I'm going to call you Mango.
Are you talking about Saturday Night Live? Yeah. Chris Kattan?
Yeah, where you climb out in people's arms.
Yeah.
Eat like a peach
Mango.
Or something.
Are you familiar with the reference, Schaefer?
Of course not.
Okay. Sorry. You should look that one up.
How about the fact that Paul DeYoung said Martin's references? Yeah, those are the Thirsty Whale was a place to hang out in Minocqua. Also my nickname. No, it was Minocqua is like the Minocqua is this big party town for people in the summer.
Oh yeah, everybody's heard about Minocqua and
for
it's
the north
great party.
For the north, you live in a cabin, you're deer in the deer stand, but you're like, I want to have some fun. You're not going to go to Lake Tomahawk. There's really not much there. You would go up to Minocqua. Thank you, Paulie D.
I like how no matter what the situation is, we can still get like an interview with Paul DeYoung, for example, can get that to go to listing restaurants in a particular area. Right. And then getting people texting in, like Hall of Famer Dave, is Bosaki's restaurant still in the Minocqua Woodruff area? Great fish at that place when I went years ago.
Woodruff reference, too. Yeah, Minocqua Woodruff, kind of the Twin Cities up there.
So when you're talking about Minocqua, it's like I'm just driving down Manchester with Martin's voice in my head as I look at all the restaurants.
And I didn't reference the Polecat and Lace. That was the fancy restaurant in
Minocqua. Sounds like a strip club.
The Polecat and Lace. Now they served good steak and burgers.
So how far are we talking from Marinette, Wisconsin, Upper Peninsula region? An hour?
From the UP, you had all the irons. You had Ironwood, Iron River.
Iron Eagle.
Boy, he calls a good game. I think it's about an hour and a half. Rhinelander to the UP was probably like an hour and a half.
I just remember when I lived up there for a year and a half, so I would drive both ways. Sometimes I'm going to Peoria or Chicago to visit friends, so I'm driving down through Wisconsin. If I'm going back home to Toledo, it was closer to drive through the Upper Peninsula and then the Lower Peninsula of Michigan. And I'm telling you, you would have a Native American casino about every 30 miles. Every 30 miles, I swear.
Yeah, I don't think they were as prominent. He mentioned that Lac du Flambeau. That's the one area, but I think that's it. Anyway, we're interrupting the garden. Did we lose a housekeeping question?
Yeah.
Did we drop the grinder music
altogether?
This was
a creative decision. Okay. This was not my
call. We're trying to see how it's going without the music just fading out.
Okay. I just was calling attention to something that I probably should have paid attention to.
Or I could have at least explained that to the guys hosting the show.
Because I'm a big da 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 da.
Though he didn't notice it yesterday at all.
No, I did, but I didn't say anything.
Oh.
I thought maybe it was a mistake, and then today.
We can bring it back.
And Chuck has a complaint, by the way.
Yes, also.
I like that.
More housekeeping.
I was listening. I'm driving around. running errands, went to Walgreens. I did notice that Martin stole the intellectual property of the Midday Grind, the Hardwell Spaceman song that we use for many of our musical beds, and kind of threw it into Frank's hour. So I appreciate that.
To be fair, Chafe, what happened? I had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, well, we just really didn't have a good answer, and I feel like, did you charge Gardner with coming up with a song for that, or was it just one of those deals where we didn't have anything, just said, eh, we'll use that. It's kind of on a temporary basis.
Yeah.
That we expect to find...
On loan.
It's on loan, exactly.
Yeah, you'll get it back. All right, meantime, back to Gardner's Grinder.
And back to St. Louis, and I'm sure a number of folks in the radio biz have touched on this, but we haven't yet. In the Grinder, there's been an accounting error, gentlemen. An accounting error regarding STDs. You may have heard that St. Louis was knocked out of the top spot for a few weeks, it seems. Well, Ottawa County, Alabama, had the nation's highest rates of sexually transmitted diseases by a country mile, as you read in STLtoday.com. It was the first time in more than a decade that St. Louis wasn't ranked at the top for chlamydia and gonorrhea. Turns out, it was a mistake. The Alabama Department of Public Health released updated, much lower numbers that knock Ottawa County out of the top slot, returning St. Louis to the top ranking for both chlamydia and gonorrhea.
So the title is back.
So, everyone, quick, adjust the Amazon pitch. Make sure they know we are back in the top spot and not number two, so we can try and get HQ2 here.
Hey, Joe, we're going to need to redo that narration for Amazon.
Yeah, exactly. We have to update that immediately, and I hope there are holograms involved.
How is that possible? That
for the best.
Is congratulations.
So if you want to invest,
hooray
maybe
for us.
Whatever company creates, what is it, Z-Pack? That'd probably be a good option locally.
Hmm.
Just saying.
Stock tips in the noon hour with Chuck Marlowe.
Martin, I'd like to thank you. I'd like to thank you for asking
you're welcome.
Dr. Rick a question yesterday while you were on with Frank.
Our producer, Chris Gardner, has mentioned he thinks he needs Tommy John, and he believes it's from carrying his heavy backpack. And he started to wonder, how often is Tommy John a surgery that's required? It has nothing to do with sports at all.
You know, it's a great question.
Is it really? No, I don't, yeah. Come on, Doc. It's not really.
No, it is. It is because in 32 years, I've never done a TJ on anybody who wasn't either a quarterback or a thrower. But those backpacks have gotten really heavy recently, and, you know, you may have something there.
And thus, my legacy will be born. I need to get Tommy John surgery from Dr. Rick Lehman immediately so that any non-athletic TJ surgery can be named the Chris Gardner surgery.
We just got the MRIs back. It looks like he's going to need Gardner. And unfortunately, had nothing to do with his shutout the other night, but he's been lugging around a backpack.
It is.
So we talked to the medical team.
It hurt. Like, sometimes I'll pick up my backpack and my elbow will hurt and just give out. And I have to, like, set it down on a table or wherever I am.
God bless Dr. Rick. It's a great question. No, it's not.
Yes, that's actually a good question.
No, it's not.
That's why Dr. Rick is the best, because he plays ball and he always has fun and answers the questions. Now, as we're doing this 590 The Fan Gold's Gym Fitness Challenge, it is kind of interesting, Gardner, because you bring it up. As you get older, and I know Martin's older than I am, and I'm only 35.
You're a young guy.
But as you get older and you get out of bed, it is kind of embarrassing when you make a weird turn, let's say, to grab something out of the cabinet, and you're like, oh, my back, my oblique.
Yeah.
And you're like, how is this possible that I'm injuring myself reaching for a peanut butter jar?
That's how I only injure myself.
Reaching for things.
Yeah.
Learn how to lose.
Wait.
Hey, I'm not involved.
Thanks, Joe.
Reach.
Yeah.
Learn how to reach.
So I just want to say my legacy could end up being Chris Gardner surgery, the non-athletic, as my grandmother calls it, Thomas John surgery.
And it'll happen now because Dr. Rick, he'll have like a patient come in. Like, need to see the doctor, kind of blew up my elbow. Like, what'd you do? Like, I'm a student over at Webster and I got this big back. This is great. You know, Gardner had that. And like, it's going to start. It's now going to have some mileage.
But that's why Dr. Rick is the best, because you could ask him, hey, Doc, how many Oreos can I eat before I throw up? That's a great question. And he always plays ball. I'm telling you, he's the best.
All right, so we need Jeopardy and a buzzer, and we need Joe Madden and Rick Lehman at the buzzer. Like, okay, guys, best reasons a pitcher can't start an NLDS game. Joe Madden. Usually it's ragweed this time of year, especially in the northern hemisphere. And yes, Charles.
If Steven Strasburg had any sense of humor, and he could really quell this immediately, he walks out to the bullpen with one of those surgical SARS masks as he's throwing his bullpen. Everybody would laugh. It would go crazy on social media. And everybody would say, all right, this guy knows how to have fun and poke fun at himself.
Joe Steve Madden. Klein would do it. Kyle Loesch would do
it. Joe Madden would do it. Yeah. He would make Jake Arrieta do it.
Joe Madden would be like, damn it.
I don't think Strasburg will do that.
He won't.
So on Sunday, I was watching Netflix. New stand-up special by Jerry Seinfeld called Jerry Before Seinfeld. Right near the end of it, I heard Jerry discussing a topic that made me think of Charlie Marlowe.
Nice.
And I think Jerry might be calling Charlie a liar.
I'm about out of time here. Time is, I think, one of the things people lie about the most. Anything 20 minutes is a lie. Anytime someone says, I'll be there in 20 minutes, takes 20 minutes. I think he said 20 minutes. It was 20 minutes. Nobody knows what 20 minutes is. If you want to lie, just say, yeah, but 20 minutes. I'll be there in 20 minutes.
There you go.
Chuck's theory, Chuck, that everything in St. Louis is 20 minutes away.
To be fair.
No, you've said that many times.
No, many sides. When we started this conversation months ago, we were in way out in St. Charles, and that changes the conversation. If you're kind of near downtown-ish and you're going to different municipalities, it's usually between 17 and 24 minutes, and I round to 20.
But apparently, you're not the only one perpetrating that lie.
That's so great that Seinfeld is still doing the same material, and it's still really funny. Just random minutes. Kind of everyday stuff.
Should have seen my reaction when he first started going there. Like, I'm sitting there with Jessica, and I like pop up off the couch. And I'm like, holy bleep. And she's like, what? I go, what time is this in the program? And I'm like, right down the time. She's like, what are you doing? And I like got my notebook out. Just making sure I got everything down. I go, I'll explain it later.
What do you mean, what am I doing? I'm the freaking midday maestro, and I am known for audio, okay? Thank you.
He is right, though. I know we have to end the show, but when you tell somebody you're going to be there in 20 minutes, you're usually sitting at your house in your underwear, you haven't showered yet, and it's like a 17-minute drive, and it's always more like an hour.
On my way.
Yeah.
Technically, you're on you have your to way, but I'm in the bathroom.
Stop
I'm
at
on
the my store.
Way. Technically. All right, that'll do it for The Grinder and The Midday Grind. Thanks to Paul DeYoung for being part of the program. Also, Glenn Close and Mike Shannon. The Hardline is coming your way at the top of the hour. CBC, Mike Shannon's alma mater. Want to keep tabs on them? Just go to CBCCSN. It's the Cadet Student Network, CBCCSN.com. They have recent visits. Isaac Bruce was at the school, part of the great leadership program that they have. All football game. If it happens to sell out, CBC Vianney on Friday. Or if you're an out-of-town alum or you're going to be out of town, you can check it out online. Randy Molman from the Mole Hole fame, calling the game. Mizzou PA announcer. He's part of the Cadet Student Network. Cadets. CBCCSN.com for all things CBC. The Hardline coming your way next. And this just in, Keith Kachuk will be in studio in the 11 o'clock hour tomorrow.
Nice.
Martin and Frank just got a text from Big Walt. Says, I will be there, which means there's a chance he will. All right, The Hardline is coming up next on 590 The Fan.
Learn how to lose. Wait.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.